time check is 10. WCBC in the morning, 45 degrees right now in downtown. Last half hour, we were talking about Veterans Day and some of the activities that have been going on. In that line of reasoning and thought, I'd like to introduce you to a U.S. Army veteran, Denise Rowan. Denise, tell them what your job is these days.
I am the National Commander of the American Legion, and it is quite an honor to be in this position. So as National Commander,
Hold on before you go. I'm doing this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, okay? But you're a girl!
I am a girl.
I never thought a girl had that job before!
No, I am the first female to hold the position of National Commander, but I'm going to tell you, we were founded almost 100 years ago, back in 1919. And when we were founded, our forefathers, those World War I veterans, understood that a veteran was a veteran, and it didn't matter as long as you served honorably. It didn't matter if you were male or female. It didn't matter what your gender was or what your religion was. You were welcome to be part of the American Legion. And women could vote for National Commander of the American Legion before they could vote for President of the United States.
Well. Has someone made the remark that you broke the glass ceiling for the American Legion?
They have, and they've also said what took so long, and I jokingly say, well, they were waiting for me. That was the whole thing.
Well, congratulations. When did this happen?
It happened August 24th during our national convention out in Reno, Nevada, and it was quite an honor, pretty exciting.
I'm sure. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the program this morning. For those that don't, you know, I'm old enough to remember all this stuff. But for those, you know, a lot of millennials don't even know what the hell the American Legion is. So what is the American Legion?
Well, the American Legion is a veteran service organization. It's war-era veterans who most of us have taken off our uniform, but we continue to serve. The Legion was founded on four pillars, or four basic pillars, our Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, which means taking care of our veterans, making sure they get the benefits they deserve, the health care that they need, and their families, because if you take care of the veteran, you're also taking care of their families.
I know Veterans Day is later this month, but I was talking to a funeral director earlier this morning that reminded me, he was in the Vietnam era, but he reminded me that this year is the 100th anniversary of the U.S. entry into World War I, and if I remember correctly, it was in April.
I believe that's correct, yes.
So is that when the American Legion really got in gear?
Well, we got more in gear in 1919, at the end of the war, basically because as our veterans were our military personnel were getting ready to come home, they realized that, you know, once they got home and they didn't have each other's support anymore, that they were going to need support across the country. And so that's where the American Legion was founded. Actually, we were founded in Paris, France, well, before they even got home, to make sure that veterans got taken care of. And then we have the families of those veterans that may not have been coming home or that they're coming home disabled. So the American Legion was founded to say, hey, we need to make sure we continue to take care of each other when we get back home.
Why the name American Legion? Where'd that come from? Do you know?
Well, it was originally the American Expeditionary Forces. And, you know, the history of our organization is so amazing that I'm going to refer people to go to legion.org. It's our website, and they can read all about it. Our founding fathers did some amazing things, and they were so forward-thinking when they put our organization together that every single pillar that we stood on back in 1919 still stands proudly today. So we have that Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation part, but we also have National Defense, which means are currently serving military or taking care of, making sure they get what they need to do their jobs, national security. We have Children and Youth, which takes care of the kids of this nation. Originally, back in 1919, the Children and Youth part was making sure their orphans were taken care of, but now we've expanded that to make sure that all the kids across this nation are taken care of. And our fourth pillar is all about Americanism and teaching people what it means to be an American and making sure that you step up and do the things that Americans are supposed to do. And we're pushing right now, election day's coming up in a few days, and that the people actually go to the polls and vote if they're having their elections in their communities. But being
any chance I could get you to get a fifth pillar and get in touch with all the National Football League players that take a knee during the national anthem?
Oh, you know, that's a complicated issue.
I understand. American Legion is the nation's largest veterans service organization, about 2 million members and 13,000 posts worldwide. Now, I know your focus is on something called Family First.
Exactly. That's right.
What's that?
Well, when I look at my time in the military, when I went off to basic training, I got really homesick, and my mom reminded me that, well, first off, I signed a piece of paper that said I was going to do that, but I got a new family when I went through basic training. The women that I was in basic training with became my new sisters. And as people go off in the military, they get new families. They get new brothers and sisters who have each other's back and take care of each other. And from base to base and post to post, wherever you go, you get that new family. And when you get out of the military, you end up with, you find the American Legion, and we have a family of taking care of each other, the American Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary, our sons of the American Legion, our American Legion Riders. And then when 9/11 happened, and our country went into that turmoil, and the American Legion stepped up, and we're going to our deployment ceremonies for our National Guard and reservists, and we're saying, hey, what can we do to make sure that you don't have to worry about on the battlefield and you have what you need? Our hero's answer is always this: take care of my family first. So with that theme of family first and making sure that families are taken care of, we take care of each other. Our veterans take care of each other. We make sure our military personnel are taken care of. But we're also making sure that as deployments are going on for our National Guard and Reserve, and they're being called up time and time again, that their families here at home are taken care of so they can, our military personnel can do their jobs overseas knowing that the American Legion family is here at home taking care of their families. In reality, when I look at our four pillars and everything we do, the American Legion family takes care of our nation's families. So that's where that family first theme comes through, is just taking care of each other.
National Commander of the American Legion is Denise Rowan. She's our guest this morning. My father-in-law is 92, and he was in World War II. My dad has passed. He was in World War II. But because my father-in-law is still alive and dealing with VA and VA issues, I'm curious, if I said, what does, you know, I've never asked this question. I need to ask him this question. What is important to the veteran today?
As we're meeting with veterans, it's healthcare. Healthcare is a big issue. A lot of the veterans I'm meeting live in rural areas. So I'm going to first say the VA hospital system across the nation, the workers in those hospitals and those facilities and our community care bases, they care so much about the veterans. You can just see the love and support that they have for veterans. There were some issues with getting appointments, and the veterans who live in rural areas are concerned about the distance they have to travel to get to a VA hospital. And so we're 100% for keeping the VA hospital system the way it is, keeping it open, making it easier for veterans to get in. But we also want to make sure that those who live in rural areas get the care they need without having to travel very far, and that's the CHOICE program or the CARE program that the Secretary of Veterans Affairs is trying to talk to our legislators about right now.
I made the remark that if I were ever going to run for political office, and parenthetically, I'm not. I never would do that. But if I were, do you know what my entire platform would be? Reforming the VA healthcare system and stop hurting our veterans. That would be my entire focus.
Well, that's a great focus.
I don't think I could lose either. Vote for that?
Exactly right. And what we're finding as we're working with our legislators up on Capitol Hill, we're finding that when it comes to veterans issues, that they are working together. It's patriotism is trumping partisanship. And we are getting a lot of stuff done.
I hope you're right about that. Hey, before you go, Veterans Day is coming in about a week or so. Where will you be that day?
I will actually be in New York City for the New York parade, the city parade. And I am asking Legion posts across the nation to open up their Legion homes and invite the community in, invite them for a meal if it's possible. And I will be with the Lieutenant Kim Lau Post 1291 family out in New York, and I look forward to spending the day with them. But I'm hoping people across the nation will stop by their Legion post and find out more about what we do and who we are and how we help our communities across the nation. And again, I'm going to plug our website, which is legion.org, where you can learn more about exactly what it is we do.
Legion.org. Legion.org. U.S. Army vet Denise Ronan. Thanks for Denise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.